Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit kennelkelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Everybody, and welcome once again to the PA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Product Show. And I'm your host, Grandpa Bill. I want to talk to you a little bit about what we're hoping to do as we continue to hone the show here. We're a few episodes in now, and we appreciate the audience as it's growing. I'm going to continue to discuss holistic healthcare products, both for humans and animals. And what I'd like to do here is encourage your input, comments, suggestions for future topics. And also, if you would entertain being a guest on the show, if you wanted to cross-promote some of your own products, we're really open as long as it's pertaining to the holistic healthcare genre, and we hope that you'll listen in on this and upcoming episodes. Thanks for joining us.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit kennelkelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Trina.
Hello.
Good morning, Trina.
Good morning. Hi, Bill.
How are you, my friend?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Am I okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Sometimes I get feedback on my end, so I just thought I would preempt it with that. We're fine right at the moment, especially if you can hear me. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, yeah.
It's been so long since we've talked personally. How are you doing?
I know. I'm doing good. Busy. And you're busy too, I see.
We're crazy busy. And I promise the folks in the audience that I won't get over exuberant. I'm trying to quell my exuberance so much that I even, my wife even said, take some of your 10X Pure and take an extra dose to calm your exuberance because I'm so excited. I'm just happy to have you here.
Awesome. I'm so excited to finally get a chance to speak and talk to you and, like, catch up and that kind of thing.
Well, you know, and we're going to get right to it because I promised the audience. I could talk to you forever. You know that, and I don't want to monopolize the conversation. But you should, and graciously so, and justifiably so, your business just skyrocketed right from the infancy. You didn't have time. It's not a personal affront or anything. You just were so busy. And we've always stayed in touch behind the scenes via email and the affiliate programs and so on and so forth. So in any event, welcome. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let you jump right in. And I'm actually going to go put my LED in my mouth and do a fifth. I'll be back in about 15 minutes. Take it away.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, no, I just wanted to talk to everybody a little bit about dental health and the importance of dental health and really the reason people don't really quite understand how health starts inside your mouth. A lot of people have been raised, I included, was raised believing or hearing that good health starts inside your mouth, but I never really quite understood what that meant. I never knew what it meant. I don't even know that I even cared what it meant. I just heard it, and I went on with my life. And really, when I this all started for me, and Bill sort of knows the story. My daughter, at the age of 2, had a molar that came in with a natural defect, and it had a natural cavity. And we took her to the dentist, and the dentist looked at the tooth and said, you know what, that tooth has that natural, it's a natural defect. It happened when she was being developed. There's nothing that could be done, but it's a pretty significant defect. And we're going to probably, we'll put a temporary filling in it, and then we're probably going to have to pull it within a year. It's probably not going to last more than a year. And I was sort of devastated by that news. I thought, gosh, you know, there's got to be something I can do to help that tooth. Or, if nothing else, at least prevent that from happening to any of her other teeth. Because my philosophy is, you know, I may not be able to fix what's broken, but at least I can prevent other things from getting or going down that same path. So I started doing some research, and I came across Dr. Weston Price, who was he really was before his time. He was a dentist from Cleveland, Cleveland, Ohio, right near me, in the early 1900s, and he did a lot of studying of third world countries, and he noticed their health was completely different than ours. He noticed that they rarely suffered from any kind of the diseases that we do, like heart disease, diabetes, obesity, bowel problems, cancer, things like that, just didn't plague them. But he also noticed that their oral care was impeccable. When you look at these pictures of these, the third world country, they've got these big, white, grinny teeth, smiles. Like, it's just all teeth, and all you see is white and big jaws. And so what he discovered was really it was related to their diet and the mineral-rich soil that they were growing their food in. So, and then what he also noticed is when they came to the United States and started eating our diet, which is, you know, obviously high in, you know, artificial flavoring, artificial colors, food or sugars, things like that, all sorts of things. We supersize it, the wrong kind of fats. It's nutrient, not much nutrients in our food. He noticed that not only did their dental health decline, but soon after they started suffering from the same diseases that we did, or we do, which is heart disease, all the things that I mentioned, diabetes, obesity, cancer, things like that. So the correlation for me hit home when I realized it has to do with the soil and the mineral content. That's why their mouth and their oral wellness is so good. And then that, of course, leads to internal health. I still didn't make the connection between internal health and how it happened like I did today, but I ended up developing my Dirty Mouth Cheese Powder from that experience. I started researching the different clays. I realized that the blend that I created with 3 different clays has the exact minerals that your teeth need in the exact ion form to actually lay down the minerals that your teeth lose every day. I also knew or found out that clay is alkalizing, so I also added baking soda to my blend of 3 to increase the alkalinity. The alkaline environment is really important in keeping your teeth healthy, because during an alkaline environment is when the minerals can go back into your teeth. During an acidic environment, just like when your body is acidic, things don't heal. Things actually get worse. There's more inflammation and there's more problems. The same thing is inside your mouth. When you have an acidic environment, and most of the foods that we eat are acidic, and the things that we brush our teeth with don't help that process. They actually create an environment where you can have the bad bacteria grow, because the bad bacteria that causes gingivitis and causes dental decay likes to live in an acidic environment. That's how it thrives. That's exactly how cancer thrives, in an acidic environment. So it's really no different. So by creating an alkaline environment inside your mouth with clay and baking soda, the minerals can go back into your teeth. You can reestablish your oral microbiome and prevent the growth of the bacteria that causes the problems that lead to other internal issues. You can also, the clay also, and Bill, you know this as well with your sacred clay that I absolutely love, is that clay, yeah, it pulls toxins and heavy metals from your body. So really using clay to brush your teeth and clean your mouth with is super important at getting rid of the stuff and the things that could be clogging up your oral cavity, including the tissues like your gum tissue. That includes heavy metals and other toxins. So the clay itself is extremely healing, and it's very gentle, but it does a couple things. The other really important factor that I mentioned is it helps to reestablish your microbiome. This is where it gets really, the nurse in me comes out. I really love to talk about improving health. And the saying that health starts inside your mouth really is because of the oral microbiome and how it's different from the rest of your body. Your microbiome inside your mouth is meant to protect you. It's the start of your immune system. It helps prevent the growth of the bacteria that causes the gingivitis or gum disease, the breakdown of your gum tissue, which then can lead to internal inflammation. And it also allows the good bacteria to flourish and prevent the bacteria that causes cavities. But unfortunately, because of our diet and because of the products that we're using, we are destroying, like the products on the market are marketed to teach us that bacteria is bad by promoting their products saying that it kills 99% of all bacteria. The problem with that is it's basically sterilizing your mouth. And when it sterilizes your mouth, it removes the good bacteria that you need to fight inflammation, infection, disease, and all sorts of things. Let me take you back really quick. I like to do this analogy so people really understand how your immune system actually developed and why it really does start inside your mouth. Because really, E. coli, H. pylori, the flu, the cold, all of those types of viruses and bacteria enter your body primarily through your nose and your mouth. If you can kill it right there, which is really where you're supposed to be able to kill it, it won't get inside your body and cause the havoc, which we know as the cold, the flu, and the digestive issues related to E. coli and H. pylori. So the goal is to kill everything inside your mouth. So really, let me take you back to when you were like, you were still a baby, you were inside your mother's womb, you hadn't yet been born yet. Super dark, it's super cozy, super warm. But most importantly, there are absolutely no bacteria or bugs or germs inside your little environment. You are completely sterile. So when you're born, going through the birth canal, the birth canal is where you are exposed to bacteria the first time. And that is super important because the bacteria through the birth canal gets into the baby's mouth and nose. And as baby takes their first breath and swallows their saliva and then milk, the bacteria inside the mouth that they obtain through the vaginal canal is the bacteria that starts and sparks their immune system. That's why babies born naturally have a stronger immune system than babies born with a C-section. It's because they actually get exposed to the bacteria that sparks their immune system. So that bacteria is inside their mouth. It's growing. They're swallowing it, and it's feeding and seeding their digestive system, and it sparks the immune system in the digestive system. But the immune system starts inside the mouth, and we still, to this day, should have good bacteria inside our mouth that we swallow to feed and seed the bacteria inside our gut so that we can prevent problems with digestion, including malabsorption syndrome, leaky gut syndrome, colitis, irritable bowel, things like that. So how am I doing, Bill? Do you have any questions for me yet?
You're doing awesome. I'm popping out the LED out of my mouth so I can answer you. You're doing awesome. And one thing that I wanted to address, and it's just because it was a compacted time frame, I didn't get enough time to have my clients submit questions, and I'm anticipating that I'm probably going to get a lot, especially after the show. But I know of two, one being my own, to be self-serving, and I'll get to that in a moment, but I have a couple of family members that specifically, and you pretty much just addressed it, but can you kind of revisit the cavities and the remineralization effects of your tooth powder and the LED? And because, and I'll let you get to that answer, I have a funny comment from my own dentist, and I'll get to that after you go ahead and expound on those if you want to go back to answering those questions. I'm going to put my mouthpiece back in.
All right, cool. No problem. So, okay, yeah. So I have a formula for a cavity. So the formula for a cavity, and this is across the board. This is how a cavity is created, developed, and gets worse over time. The formula for a cavity is bad bacteria inside the mouth plus the sugars and starches from your diet creates lactic acid. The acid inside your mouth, remember when I said during an acidic environment the minerals come out of your mouth or your teeth? That's how a cavity is formed. The bacteria that feeds off the sugar that creates this acid is the bacteria, Streptococcus mutans is one of them, but it's a bacteria that causes gingivitis and causes cavities. So the formula for a cavity is having that bad bacteria inside your mouth. And by the way, we're exposed to bad bacteria all day long. Our environment, we live in a toxic world, and our environment, we are constantly picking up germs. And if you don't have a defense inside your mouth of good bacteria to fight that, and the environment that doesn't promote the growth of the bad bacteria, you are very susceptible to whatever you come in contact with. And then your body is susceptible once it gets in past your gum tissue or into your digestive system when you swallow it. Keep in mind that everything inside your mouth you swallow. That's the one thing I want everyone to kind of come away with, is that anything that's inside your mouth, you swallow. You salivate all day long without even thinking about it. You swallow your saliva, and whatever's in that saliva, good or bad bacteria, you swallow, and that is what you are sending to your gut. And your gut has to either feeding your good bacteria or it's fighting against your good bacteria. And when we're exposed to things all day long and we've got this, we're brainwashed into believing that all bacteria is bad, when you have brushed with something like Colgate Crest and used mouthwash that sterilizes your mouth, it's like taking a potent antibiotic twice a day and removing all of the good stuff and hoping that you're making yourself healthier, when in fact you're actually doing the opposite, because you've wiped out your best defense, which is your microbiome inside your mouth. So the formula for a cavity is the bad bacteria that you are in contact with all the time, plus the sugars and starches from your diet to create this acid, and then during that acidic environment, that's when minerals go out of your teeth. The difference is that we can reverse that and make it, I call it the formula for a healthy mouth. The one thing that doesn't change is the sugars and starches from your diet. That has to stay a part of the equation, so we have to work with that. But what I want to be very clear is that you can obviously cut back on the bad sugars, not eat as many sugars, eat more natural foods. And the other thing is if you have a healthy environment inside your mouth, the bacteria that should be inside your mouth doesn't feed off of the sh- sugars and starches the way that the bad bacteria does. So by creating an alkaline environment inside your mouth with my Dirty Mouth tooth powder, you're going to not have a growth of the bad bacteria. You're actually going to have good microbiome. So you're going to get rid of the bad bacteria out of the equation and replace that with your good microbiome. You're still going to have some sugars and starches, but it's not going to be devastating to your mouth because your good microbiome doesn't feed off of it, and you're going to have an alkaline environment. During the alkaline environment, that's when the minerals from your diet, the foods that you eat, from your saliva also has minerals in it. That's your body's natural way of replacing the minerals that your teeth are losing. And also from what you're brushing your teeth with. So if you're brushing your teeth with something that doesn't have minerals in it, and fluoride doesn't count because fluoride's not truly a mineral that's in your teeth. It's a mineral, but it's not a mineral that's normally and naturally in your teeth. The minerals typically are calcium and phosphorus and some other minerals. Those are the primary two that are in your enamel. But when you reverse that, you can actually put the minerals back in your teeth from the foods that you're eating, what you're brushing your teeth with, as long as it has the minerals, and from your saliva. The thing I want to say about your saliva is your saliva actually has 3-4 different types of functions for your mouth and your body. The first thing that your saliva does, so you really want to make sure that you're making enough saliva, that your mouth is typically wet, you don't suffer from dry mouth. And by the way, the oral care products on the market typically dry your mouth out. So sterilize your mouth, so you're creating actually an environment that's actually causing disease and destruction to your mouth and your internal body. But if you have a healthy flow of saliva, your saliva is really meant to wash your teeth and wash your mouth. When you eat something, you automatically produce saliva to help wash away the food particles and to neutralize the acids. Your saliva has a pH of approximately 6 to 7. So it's more neutral, and the point of it is so that it can actually neutralize the effects of the acids, protect your teeth and your gum tissue, and it also contains minerals so that while it's alkalizing and neutralizing those acids, the mineral content from your saliva can actually remineralize your teeth. The problem is with our digestive problems that we have, malabsorption, leaky gut syndrome, we're not absorbing the minerals from our food and our supplements. The only way to remineralize your teeth naturally is through the saliva. And if you're not absorbing the minerals, then you're going to have less minerals in your saliva. So it's kind of like a double whammy. That's why women that are pregnant as well lose saliva, or they have less minerals in their saliva, and many women end up, they call it one cavity for every baby. They end up with sensitive teeth or cavities after they deliver, and it's primarily after I've realized, I had to take a look back and figure out why this is. But it really, in my opinion, is because as babies developing, babies pulling those minerals to create their own bone and teeth. And as they're pulling those minerals from mom, mom has less available in her saliva. So for 9 months, mom's saliva has less minerals in it. By the time those 9 months are up, baby's born, mom's teeth have been mineral depleted. So now she's got sensitivities and cavities. And if she doesn't replace those, then she's going to end up with cavities and other issues. But if she brushes with something that has minerals in it, like the Dirty Mouth tooth powder, she'll be replacing those minerals with every brushing, so she won't have those issues. So the formula for a healthy mouth is healthy good bacteria inside your mouth, which you get with an alkaline environment, and then that creates the remineralization for the minerals to actually go back, lay back down the foundation, rebuild the enamel. The layer beneath your enamel is your dentin. The dentin is it's got minerals in it, but the it's less minerals. It's got some fluid. It's kind of like the cushion or the shock absorber. It's there to protect you. It has some protective properties in it to prevent like antibacterial, antimicrobial type of properties in it. But it's protecting your pulp, which contains your nerves and your blood vessels. Once your enamel wears so thin, and you can start to see the dent in through. You start to feel some sensitivities to hot and cold. That's all the mineral wash. And then you start to see the dent in. The dent in has a color that is typically like a off-white to yellowish color, bluish or grayish for some people. So for some people, when you get the yellowing of your teeth or the bluish tint to your teeth, it's not necessarily that they're stained. It might be more that you've lost so much enamel because your enamel is the white part. That's why you want to keep your enamel super thick and super strong and super white. But your dentin starts to show through. So what Bill is actually using is the LED teeth whitener, which I created. It's not just a teeth whitener. It actually does more than whiten your teeth. It actually has the gel is peroxide free. This is an interesting fact. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I know a lot of people have tried peroxide treatments to whiten their teeth because having whiter teeth just gives you more confidence when you smile. And, you know, and as you're, you know, as you have whiter teeth and you have more confidence, you feel better about yourself. So everybody wants whiter teeth, but the problem is that peroxide hurts. So I hear a lot of people, the pain point is that it hurts. Well, the reason it hurts is because your enamel is thin, you've lost minerals, and the peroxide actually penetrates into your enamel, into your dentin, and dehydrates it. Remember, the dentin has fluid in it, and it's the off color. It's what makes your teeth look off color when your enamel's thin. Peroxide actually does is pulls the fluid out of your dentin, dehydrates it, so it looks whiter, and that's how you get the whiter look to your teeth. However, that's also why it hurts, because when you get into the dentin, again, beneath the dentin is the pulp, which has your nerves and your blood vessels, so it starts to ping those nerves, and those nerves start to hurt. So what I did was created a gel that has, it's an activated charcoal gel. It's an olive oil base. We put some activated charcoal in there to help detox the tissues as well as whiten the teeth. And then clay, I added two different clays to put the minerals back in your teeth. While you're doing your treatment, you're going to be laying down the foundation of your enamel to rebuild your enamel, which will actually strengthen and whiten your teeth over time. So this is not necessarily something that's going to work overnight, like peroxide, because it's not going to dehydrate your enamel. It's actually going to do the opposite and rebuild your enamel. So anybody that has sensitive teeth, this will not make your teeth sensitive. It's actually going to do the opposite. It's going to rebuild your enamel and make your teeth stronger. It also has some essential oils in it that are going to help whiten your teeth too. All of this is done using red and blue LED light technology. So the red light penetrates into the gum tissue. The red light is more for your gums. It's the same type of therapy that you would go possibly to a spa for your skin and get, like for the facials, the people will go. And also for wound healing, some spas or dentist doctor's offices have red light therapy. It helps increase blood flow, decreases inflammation, and speeds healing. It also promotes collagen production. So that's what the red light therapy does for your mouth. It also does the same thing for your gum tissue. It's going to help decrease inflammation, so it's going to keep your gums healthier. Your gums are the gatekeeper to your insides. It's going to help to keep it strong and healthy so that you don't get leaky gum syndrome. You don't get inflammation, redness, breakdown, or receding gums. Or if you have those issues going on, it helps to reverse that and help speed the healing of it. And then the blue light actually helps to whiten the enamel as well as kill the bacteria that causes gingivitis, which is the gum disease. So all of that is happening when you're doing your 15 to 20 minute treatment. So that's how, did I answer your question, Bill? I know that was a long answer.
That's no, you know, sometimes an in-depth answer is the best way to answer a question, in my humble opinion. No, thank you. You did. And real quickly, I want to give you a friendly reminder because I promised to keep you on the clock. We're into about 23 minutes of your 40 minutes. Is that still okay for you?
Oh, yeah, we're good. We're good.
Okay, so real quickly, I want to exchange with you real quickly about a dentist story that plays right into what you just kind of expanded upon. I know that you don't know this to an intimate degree yet, but I know you have a vague understanding of the degree of severity of my dental situation. Long story short, it goes back to my age and the age of the dentistry. This is indicative of not my present dentist. I want to emphasize that. It goes back to the 60s, And that's a long story in and of itself. It was a less than reputable dentist to begin with. He just filled my whole mouth at being like 9 years old with all these amalgam mercury fillings. So fast forwarding, and I got with a very great, you know, dentist that just recently retired, and his new young part, everybody's young to me, I'm 65, the man's probably 40, 45 years old, something like that, that's still young to me. In any event, I've had all of these amalgam fillings and chipped teeth and all of that stuff removed, 9 of them in one session last year. So the dentist, while we're going through the process, of course, is gospel truth. I'm raising my hand in the studio here. Nobody can see me. He goes, I got to ask you a question. He goes, how are your adjacent teeth so strong and they seem to be in such good shape? We obviously know him speaking about, you know, the prior dentistry and the amalgam. So he goes, but I can't believe how great shape your other teeth are in. And I said, well, it's trifold. I try to pat myself on the back to do good oral care. You never know it while we're in the chair doing this procedure. But to answer your question at that time, no reflection on the ADA or whatever. But I said, you really want me to tell you the truth and be candid with you? And he goes, well, yeah, I'm asking a question. I said, okay, I'll answer it. I said, because I use gospel, because I use Trina's products, and because, yes, they do remineralize the teeth. And if I didn't use your products and the sacred clay, which is awesome, I've talked about that. I had Michael King, the proprietor from, Vitality Herbs and Clay on talking about that. Long story short, I would have been in a larger degree of pain over this. And that's the other thing that they keep asking me. They go, well, we're glad that you're not in pain, but you're like in no pain whatsoever. And I'll get to the point. I said, other than the one crown that I have that's so far gone and I need root canals and all this crazy stuff, the decay underneath that one tooth every once in a while, because a foreign object will get lodged under there or whatever. To your point, when you experience the nerve pain, it definitely will let you know that you definitely have some nerve fibers left. And that's all I wanted to say about that. And I'll let you get back to the subject that hit. I just thought that was funny because the traditional dentist just was amazed by that. And one other quick question, where are you on the certification process, if you don't mind me asking, for the LED?
It's a long process. So we've done applied for it. Yeah, so it's a long process. But
Are we like, with my naivety, are we like years out before that comes to fruition?
It just depends. It really depends on.
I got you.
You know how the legal system is and
I most certainly do. So I'm going to let you continue, and I'm going to try to keep you on the clock, and we're now down to about 26 minutes in, so I'm going to let you take it away, and I'll give you a friendly reminder as we get closer to the 40-minute part.
Oh, yeah, no worries. I totally get what your dentist is saying, and what's interesting is that you have to, like I try to tell people, and this is going back, you know, if you have a cavity, I get a lot of people saying, you know, that message me and email and say, I have a cavity going, can this heal my cavity? And I always say, I have no idea, honestly. You know, it works for so many. I've had so many people heal their cavities. But what if, let's just play the worst case scenario. What if we can't heal that cavity? But you have to stop and realize that the condition inside your mouth is what created that cavity. And you've got other teeth that are in the exact same environment. So even if we can't save that tooth from needing any dental work or what it might be, we can at least change the outcome of the other teeth in your gum tissue before they get to the point where this one is. And I can't tell you how many people make the switch and end up emailing me later saying, oh, my gosh, that tooth healed and I never needed a cavity. So I always try and tell people, like, it's the environment that's inside your mouth that is either creating health and wellness, or it's actually creating disease and inflammation. So, and the dentist, on that note, that most dentists don't understand this. So if you told them about the tooth powder, I wouldn't be surprised I've had customers who have gone through the dentist, they sit down in the chair, they have their cleaning, they have no plaque. Like, let me tell you, plaque is a biofilm. It's a buildup of the bad bacteria. It actually is the bacteria creates a hard surface, or it's almost like a home. I call it like a house. It's a biofilm. It's protecting the bacteria, and that's what is. And what happens with and that's all in an acidic environment. What happens with dirty mouth cheese powder is it creates an alkaline environment inside your mouth, creates healthy bacteria, allows your saliva to actually be healthy and not have to neutralize acids as much. So you have an alkaline environment. You don't get plaque. It actually breaks down plaque very efficiently, and most people don't have any buildup of plaque. So they go to the dentist, they sit down in the chair, the hygienist works on them, they clean their teeth really well, their gums look great, they've never had such great gum tissue, their teeth are clean, they don't have any plaque buildup, and the dentist comes in and, this is the best cleaning you've ever had, you've got such great health going on inside your mouth, what are you doing different? And they tell them, and the dentist automatically goes, it doesn't have fluoride in it, you can't do this, you can't, you have to switch, you got to use something else. Well, you just told me I got the best dental checkup ever, So you sort of have to, and I always tell my customers, I do a lot of Facebook Lives, and I always prepare them and say, you have to be prepared for that, because you have to understand for yourself that what you did made the change. And if you go back to what you were doing, you're going to go back to the conditions that you had inside your mouth. It's nothing more than making a switch of products. That's all. The products change the environment inside your mouth. And if you continue down the path of what you're currently using, then there's a possibility that you're going to end up with more than just a mouthful of cavities. Because the wellness inside your mouth and gum disease and all of that has been linked to heart disease. The plaque that's in your teeth or on your teeth is the exact same plaque that's in the arteries of people with heart disease. Coronary artery disease. It's the exact same plaque. It's a biofilm. It's a buildup of bacteria, and it gets in through your gum tissue, and you never know where it's going to end up, but for some people, it ends up in their arteries of their heart, and it causes the hardening of the arteries. It's also been linked to Alzheimer's. It's been linked to diabetes, all inflammatory diseases and digestive issues, including leaky gut and leaky and all sorts of digestive issues. So it's really important to understand that you don't have to change anything about your life. You just have to change the products that you're using. It's not like I'm asking you to do something that's going to add 20, 30, or 40 minutes to your life. All you have to do is make a switch to the products, and you'll change the environment inside your mouth, which will then spark your good immune system, your good microbiome inside your mouth, heal your gum tissue. Yes, you can regenerate gum tissue. It just takes a while, but you have to change the condition. You have to remove the reason you have receding gums in the first place. So if it's related to the bacteria, you have to remove that, or no, you will not heal receding gums. And what's interesting, Bill, I just did a Facebook Live this past weekend. A friend of mine just messaged me and sent me this research that just came out. And it's new research about how our own immune system might be actually causing cavities and damaging the fillings that are inside our mouth. When you talk about how you've got a filling, but you've got some issues underneath that filling, it actually, they've done some research in Toronto and found out that when you have bad bacteria inside your mouth, just like anywhere, when you have some bad bacteria, your immune system is sparked to go fight that bacteria. So it sends your neutrophils, your white cells, to break down and kill that bacteria. But what they found is that inside your mouth, the neutrophils actually work with the bacteria and cause more damage to the enamel. The demineralization happens from the acid, which is not from the neutrophils, but it's the bacteria and the neutrophil, which actually they believe the neutrophil is actually causing more damage to the teeth. So it's really it says it's the enzymes, when the enzymes from both the immune cells attack the teeth. So it's partly the enzymes from the bacteria and the neutrophils attack the teeth and cause more damage. So that's more reason right there to prevent the buildup of bad bacteria, because your own immune system is actually going to make it even worse. So by preventing the growth of bacteria, the bad bacteria, by using something like dirty mouth tooth powder, then you're going to be able to even prevent any kind of problem, because your immune system won't have to send neutrophils. You'll have good bacteria inside your mouth that will prevent it in an alkaline environment.
That's awesome, Trina. Thank you so much for that in-depth explanation. Listen, a friendly reminder, we're down to about 7 minutes of the 40. Do you think that maybe we should try to button it up and recap and get you on your way to your next interview? I know you have one pending. I just want to make sure I'm affording you enough time, but to get you out of here in a timely fashion also.
Yeah, that sounds good. Do you have any questions? Is there anybody that has any questions that I can answer really quick for you?
Well, I've been getting, coincidentally, with your new CBD products and your powder and your serum, which I love on both. I want you to talk about that in just a half a second here, but I get a lot of questions because, as you know, by the sample that I sent you, I'm also now in the CBD. Who is it these days, right?
Right.
So I just wanted to maybe see what you thought about those samples that I sent you, but I want you to talk about your CBD powder and your serum, and I'll be quiet and let you do that, and then maybe we can recap what I sent you. Go ahead.
Yeah, the 10X, it's really good. It's really good. I'm a big supporter of the CBD, and I know what you sent over, the 10X, is a great product. It's pure, yeah, very pure. So it's awesome. And so our CBD, we added CBD to our tooth powder and our gum serum. And I had a lot of people, why do I need it there? What's the reason? Like, people understand internally when they take it, it decreases inflammation in the body and helps calm things down and reduce the after effect of anything. So for your teeth, it's not really for your teeth. We put in the tooth powder and the gum serum. It's primarily for your gum tissue. When I was talking earlier about how your gums are your gatekeeper, they help prevent bad things from entering your bloodstream, getting directly into your bloodstream and then traveling throughout your body. That's the reason for the CBD and the tooth powder and the gum serum, to reduce the inflammation in your gums, to speed the healing, keep them super healthy so that you can reduce any kind of internal invasion of your body. And really, again, that's really how you improve your health, is through your gum tissue being super healthy and your teeth being super healthy, because obviously, like I mentioned earlier, it's your oral care, your oral wellness, I should say, has totally been linked to other health issues. And by preventing the bad bacteria, it comes down to the bad bacteria. When I was talking about Alzheimer's, the link between Alzheimer's and your mouth is the fact that in the patients that have died from Alzheimer's, they've actually found the exact same bacteria from inside the mouth that causes gum disease. So it's actually, and here's, I don't know, Bill, if you know this, but this is kind of an interesting side fact, let's see, how does it work? So fluoride and aluminum, I don't think this is, I call it death by design. I don't think that this is a mistake. So, you know, aluminum in deodorant, antiperspirants, aluminum is what prevents you from sweating, but it's also been linked to Alzheimer's. A lot of people, there's questions on both sides of the fence, but regardless, it doesn't matter. It's been found in the brains of Alzheimer's victims. To me, that's enough evidence that there's damage. So it's been found that aluminum can cause Alzheimer's. What's really interesting is that they found that fluoride in toothpaste actually gets into your bloodstream, and it opens the channel, like your blood-brain barrier. It opens that barrier so that aluminum can actually get inside your brain. So there's a double whammy if you're using something that has fluoride and something that has aluminum in it. That just blew my mind that could even be a possibility, that the fluoride is actually potentiating the aluminum. But then again, then as well, they found the bacteria from the mouth, so it's opening the channels so that your blood-brain barrier is not as strong.
That's a great point, too, and I wanted to document something on that. I'm sure you know who Mike Adams is, the health ranger.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course I'm being naive in saying that, but you know, you'd be surprised out there in the ubiquitous audience who doesn't know whom. In any event, his ISO lab on the tourmaline water that I sent you, and I'm going to give you a chance to see what you thought about that. So on Ada's Animal Products website, there's a video of my ugly mug talking about his ISO report that just, again, as a third-party independent analysis, it's already been proven so many times with tourmaline water that it's truly anthropogenic, pollution-free. And, I mean, isn't that an amazing statement when you think of anything in the world? Everything is anthropogenically polluted. So he is a big concurrent on the aluminum and breaking into the brain and all of that. That was my point on that part. And he's a scientist, whatever else he is in that other genre, and you know about that also, Trina, you know what I'm saying. He brings a lot to clean food and to science, and I'm a big proponent of his clean foods too. So anyway, it all intertwines into what we're all doing as manufacturers, suppliers, vendors. We're just trying to get people, pets, the planet, you know, healthy.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. And water, it can either be a poison or it can be life-sustaining. Like, I mean, we all need water, obviously, to live, but we have to look at the source of our water. And you're right. If it's going to be healing, it's going to be healing for your body. If it's coming from something that's polluted, then it's going to pollute your body as well and cause more havoc. Your body was designed to get rid of things, but because we are so bombarded all day, your liver, your entire system can be clogged and have a difficult time keeping up. And when it gets clogged, that's when you end up with the inflammation and things like that that lead to disease. So, yeah, totally. And I love the water. It's awesome.
Awesome. That is awesome. And you can, at this point in time, are you noticing? I mean, you know, I haven't broken it down scientifically or whatever. I don't mean it that way. But can you obviously taste the difference? It just got an international award as the best tasting water in the world.
Oh, really? Oh, that's awesome. It is really, I mean, it's fresh, it's pure, you can tell. It's just super, I don't even know
clean.
How to describe it.
Clean.
Yeah, it's just,
clean.
It tastes clean.
That's awesome. Well, Trina, I'm into about 41 minutes of your time frame. Do we need to get you out of here all respectively so you can get to the next one?
Yeah, I apologize, but yeah, I do have to take off.
Not a problem. Listen, I would know you always have an open invite here, and I have a full appreciation for your meticulated schedule. That may take months and or years, but I would love to get you back here live, and we most definitely will stay and communicate behind the scenes.
Awesome, Bill. Thank you so much. And yeah,
have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Trina. Talk soon. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There she was, Trina Felber, everybody. And live and well, she's just an incredible woman. And I just enjoyed that so much. And I enjoyed working with her over the years. And obviously, her histrionics, bio experience, success story with the company, good quality products, appreciate her accolades for the hemp oil, and we'll see. She's a busy woman, but just that accolade, I appreciate that so much. And with the water and the sacred clay, and I know when she has time to do so, because she already has behind the scenes, her daughter Mia is crazy over these animal products, and they're comparable age, kind of hoping that maybe they could even just maybe $10 or something. That all remains to be seen, but that would be awesome. So what I'd like to do now, there's about 46 minutes.
Okay, folks, good morning. This is Grandpa Bill Live. It's the 16th, Tuesday morning at 6:46 a.m., and thanks for being patient. That's actually the re-edited version of the live tape yesterday, and what I'm trying to do for you folks, my voice is so hard to listen to. I realize that, and I appreciate folks doing that. I'm trying to keep my voice to a minimum as much as possible. And if you did sneak in yesterday to catch the live taping, the first part was really bad on my part with the voice. So I just tried to fast forward and get right to the guts and listen to Trina. What I just wanted to add here today to what was actually yesterday's conversation, I neglected to fit it in at the end of yesterday's show. All of those products are available through the affiliate link over to AdaZemmerProducts.com. And that sale's ongoing and will be ongoing until Trina ends it there. But my own products, which are also on sale over there for Ada when you get there to do so, the sacred clay, the tourmaline water, and so forth, those are good through the end of April. And any of you that partake in any of the affiliate links, also to include the Health Ranger, who you heard mentioned in the interview with Trina on the Clean Foods, it's the same premise. If you order something from any of these vendors direct, let me know that, and then you are subject to my BSOS 5025 virtual vouchers and then all the other customer rewards and incentives to your option. Point being, just to try to save everybody additional money. All right, I'm going to check out for today. I'll be back this afternoon later to do a PM edition, and all of you have a great day. Stay healthy. Be nice to each other. Always remember that BSOS promotes good health in all animals and their owners. Have a great day, everybody. It releases dopamines.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. Grandpa Bill here. I'm going to do some public service announcements before we get into the subject matter of today's show. Talk about a couple of local rescue facilities. One that I support directly. One that I would like to. And I've always been a Goodwill Ambassador. The Goodwill Ambassadorship is from the Maine State Society for the Protection of Animals. Want to read you a quick autobiography about Daphne and Wendy River, the autobiography of a colt and his once neglected mother. Daphne, my mama mare, is so beautiful, sleek, strong, and smart. She shines like the sun, but she wasn't always like this. When Daphne first arrived at the society, she was scared. She was hungry, dirty, and needed to get her hooves attended to. Her teeth, too. Daphne also had to have an operation. She had a lot of problems. She wasn't friendly, and she didn't trust people. And she had a secret. For many months, the good people at the Maine State Society for the Protection of Animals spent time with my mama, feeding her, brushing her black coat, and taking really good care of her every day. She got to play outside with many other horses and train inside with people who taught her not to be afraid. She learned how to accept being touched, having her hoofs trimmed, and getting vaccinations. She started being nicer to the people helping her. Daphne had been at the society for several months, getting better and bigger too. The staff, with help from the veterinarian, guessed her secret. She was going to have a baby horse called a foal. That would be me. I was born on March 1st, 2019, and every day of my life, I have had friends to help me learn about the world. My first best friend was my mama, Daphne, of course, here at Maine State Society of Protection of Animals. There's a lot of love and a lot to learn. I had to learn that people mean good things, even when they are picking up my feet or looking in my mouth. At first, I followed Daphne everywhere. Then I learned to go where people asked me to go using a halter and a lead line. I know to stop when asked and to kick up my heels when I am in the playing field. I have learned that hay is good, but grass is great. I like to walk about with my special friend, Chris Lombard. We have lots of fun together. Being a colt is hard work, though, and I enjoy my nap time, too. When I grow up to be a big horse, I want to be just like my Uncle Tonka. He looks after me in turnout and teaches me how to get along with other horses. Someday, I'm going to horses with hope. Just like my mama, to learn how to be riding a horse. Then my own special person will adopt me from the society. I can't wait. Please come and visit me at the River Road Farm. I love visitors. Someday one of them is going to take me home. 1872, 147 years of humane service to Maine. That's what the Maine State Society for the Protection of Animals has been providing. So far, in 2019, 103 horses impacted, 47 horses received rehabilitation services or were maintained by the Maine State Society for the Protection of Animals, with an additional 10 equines in foster care. 35 horses were listed on the Maine Horse Matchmaker. 11 horses were provided with emergency support from the Society's Feed and Care Bank. 11 horses were actually adopted out, and the Maine State Society for the Protection of Horses, Nutmeg, Shane, Walker, Honey Rose, April, Wee Man, Tavish, Shadow, Oakley, Buck, and Romeo went to their new homes. $400,000+ were raised, including over $100,000 during Maine State Society for the Protection of Animals' annual Buy a Bale of Hay campaign, more than $200,000 in grant funding, and $5,000 for Bonnie and Clyde, the horses seized from Solon, that's here in Maine, of course, local, regionally, in July of 2019. Over $50,000 in goods and services were donated to the Maine State Society for the Protection of Animals as well, including items from the Society's wish list on the Amazon Smile program. 1,500+ visitors. Many hundreds of visitors have toured the River Road Farm this year. Maine State Society for the Protection of Animals has hosted dozens of birthday parties, humane education, summer camps, community leaders and school corporate and civic groups in the new Keddie Goodrow Equine Rehabilitation Facility. Visitors are welcome every day from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. 11,000+ volunteer hours, including more than 6,500 hours by residents from the Southern Maine Women's Reentry Center, nearly 4,000 hours by individual community volunteers, and over 600 hours by school, corporate, and civic groups. Maine State Society for the Protection of Animals' life-saving work is made possible by donors and volunteers like you. Thank you. Their address, should you care to participate, help them out, send them a check, donate goods, whatever. 279 River Road, Windham, Maine, P.O. Box 10, South Windham, Maine, 04082. Their phone number is area code 207-892-3040, and they can be reached at their email address of info@msspa.org and or their website, which is www.msspa.org. Great organization, one of the many rescue facilities here in Maine. Would highly suggest, if you are facilitated and situated to do so, to help them out. I'll talk about another great rescue center here in Maine, which I do support to whatever degree financially when I can, and that's the Animal Refuge League, and I'll do that after this break. Thank you. Stay with us.
Okay, good morning and welcome. Grandpa Bill here.
holding your own. Trust yourself. Trust what you know. Sometimes it's hard to stand in our own truth and trust what we know, especially when others would try to convince us otherwise. Sometimes in these cases, others may be dealing with issues of guilt and shame. They may have their own agenda. They may be immersed in their own denial. They would like us to believe that we do not know what we know. They would like us not to trust ourselves. They would prefer to engage us, perhaps in their nonsense. We don't have to forfeit our truth or our power to others. That is codependency. Believing fallacies, lies, can be dangerous. When we stop trusting our truth, when we repress our own instincts, when we tell ourselves there must be something wrong with us for feeling what we feel, or what we believe in, or what we're believing in the moment, we deal a deadly blow to ourselves and our health. Obsession, stress, anxiety. When we discount that important part of ourselves that knows what the truth is, we cut ourselves off from our center. We feel crazy. We get into shame, fear, confusion, false innuendos, accusations. It's truly mushrooms out, if you will. We can't get our bearings when we allow someone to pull the rug from under us. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're never wrong, because we are. Of course we are. We're human. We're fallible. We're all wrong at some given point in time. Here's the key. We're not always wrong. Be open. Stand in our truth. Trust what you know. And refuse to buy into denial, nonsense, bullying, or coercion that would like to take you off of course. Understand the core message there, please. Be open. Stand in our truth. Trust what you know and refuse to buy into denial, nonsense, bullying, or coercion that would like to take you off course. Ask to be shown the truth, clearly, not by the person trying to manipulate you or convince you or coerce you or misdirect you or malign you or what have you, but by yourself and your higher power and the universe, whichever way you connect to that. You heard Seth when he was on my Blog Talk Radio show, and I asked him, my words, to talk about his new Blog Talk Radio, Anchor Radio show. Yeah, right, Anchor Radio. For spiritualism, my term. And he very politely didn't correct me. He just said, I prefer not to categorize stations, and he was on so eloquently to explain what it is. So today I'll trust my truth, my instincts, my ability to ground myself in reality. It's what gets me through each and every day. And grounding in and of itself is a key element in that. I'll do another show about grounding. But I will not allow myself to be swayed by bullying, manipulating, games, disorderly, total dishonesty, partial dishonesty, dishonesty, or people with peculiar or personal agendas. So it's kind of like your terminology, your name, your nomenclature, my verbiage would be, it's kind of like a language of letting go, if you will. You can integrate your life experience and fundamental recovery reflections in a unique daily meditation, if indeed you've ever gone through any kind of recovery, formal or otherwise. We all have problems. Problems are made to be solved. We're all human. We're all fallible. In my humble opinion, sometimes the best thing you can do is kind of my own mantra, if you will, is to take responsibility for the pain and the self-care. Long stretch. Physician, heal thyself, if you will. All right, I'm going to take a commercial break and we'll come back and talk about anxiety, depression, stress, both in humans and in animals. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be right back.
Dog lovers, get the Liberty Wristband, the clever new hands-free way to keep your dog on a leash. Forget holding onto leashes or wrapping them around your wrist. The Liberty Wristband special clip lets you hook your dog's leash to your wrist for complete control while leaving your hands free. Carry your coffee, talk on the phone, all while keeping total control of your dog and his leash. When it's time for your dog to run free, a quick flick of the clip releases him. There's nothing else like the Liberty Wristband. Order yours today at kennelkelp.com. That's kennel and kelp with a K. Kennelkelp.com.
For people with physical challenges, walking a dog can be difficult, even dangerous. But the Liberty Wristband makes life so much easier. Developed by a disabled veteran, the Liberty Wristband easily straps around your wrist, then uses a unique clip to hold your dog's leash tight, all while keeping both of your hands free. Releasing your dog is easy, too. With a quick flick of the clip, your dog is free. The Liberty Wristband, order yours today at kennelkelp.com. That's kennel and kelp with a K. Kennelkelp.com.
Hey everybody, Grandpa Bill here. I want to talk to you about our Age Well aromatherapy for dogs that we'll be marketing with the CBD Drink Drop Kit in November. Age Well, so your dog aromatherapy for peaceful and pleasant aging, available in both spray and roll-on. Is your senior dog disoriented, lost? Do they seem unsure of their surroundings? Just as people can struggle with memory issues, staying in focus is an issue for your dogs. By the time they are 10, 50% of our dogs show signs of mental decline or canine cognitive dysfunction. In large, giant, and bully breeds, the aging process is often accelerated. So these breed types may show signs of aging at 7 or 8 years of age. The good news is you can support your senior dog mentally and emotionally using all natural aromatherapy. Age Well helps your senior dog relax and feel calmer while encouraging them to stay focused and in the moment, as it lifts their mood and balances the ragged edges. Age Well Dog Aromatherapy uses a gentle blend of calming essential oils to guide your dog back to the present moment. Cedarwood reduces panic, cypress soothes emotions, frankincense quiets anxiety, lavender calms, vetiver stress relief, bergamot uplifts and balances, myrrh relieves agitation, ylang-ylang calms nerves, grapefruit enlivens the mind, rosemary for mental clarity, blood orange for depression plus levels of mood swings. Age Well Dog Aromatherapy is available in spray and roll-on with your choice of dog breed label. Helping your senior dog stay in the present more peacefully is our intention. Our deepest appreciation to all of you who have entrusted us with the care of your senior dogs. Created with work by each of you who has known the love of an aging dog. The Blissful Dog, share the bliss. TheBlissfulDog.com. Now back to today's show. Grandpa Bill here. Listen, I want to keep talking to you folks about a new feature here at the Anchor Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products Changing Your Future Outcomes show. I'm going to be talking more about how you've given your pet treats, CBD oil over years, what have you. Here at CTFO, we love pets of all shapes and sizes. We have an amazing selection of pet products, from delicious and convenient treats, CBD oil drops, 250 milligrams, to CBD pet spray, which is 100 milligrams. If you have pets and haven't tried our CTFO CBD for pets, now's the time. We know your pet will thank you. Today, I've published a detailed, exhaustively researched document that explains exactly why this is about to take place in the pet food industry over at mydhsales.bpweb.com. Please do read the article. We're having some flash sales. I wanted to advise everybody at the time of this taping, October the 21st. You want to see the full details at bhsales.bpweb.com. At A of the Superfoods, paying particular attention to the Health Ranger link. And we'll be talking about Chief Originals and how it's dedicated to making a positive, healthy difference in society by bringing you products made with the purest, cleanest ingredients on earth. With the Health Ranger Store's flash sale, you get 20% off. This is very quick. It's now 2 through the 10th, 10 a.m. today, the 21st. So that's 20% off selected lab-verified Chief Originals, herbal tinctures, and supplements. We'll talk more about that in the show. Support your immune and respiratory systems with Chief Originals, Echinacea Blend, and Nettles Decongesting Herbal Extracts. Maximize your workout with Chief Organics, Betaine, Astroyus, TMG Endurance Powder. Chief Original products are 100% authentic, non-GMO, and are lab verified for cleanliness and purity. They are also offering a 44% discount on your purchase of Health Ranger Select Organic Sweet Orange Essential Oil 15 milliliters. This is a limited sale running through 10 a.m. today only, October 21st. Be sure to get yours. Back to the show. Thank you.
dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add kennel kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, kennel kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, kennel kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit kennelkelp.com. Get kennel kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up.
Okay. Thanks for coming back after the commercial break. That's going to close things out for today. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I want to thank you for the continued promotion of the show. We're now on 8 podcast platforms. Thank you for that. Word of mouth advertising, growing of the show. You are integral in that. I greatly thank you for that. I want you all to remember that Grandpa Bill, utmost and foremost, I'm here for you, your family, and your pets. And utmost and foremost, we are indeed a business, but first of all, we're trying to instill and promote a whole new mindset to attain better health for people, pets, plants, and the planet. And profits are in there at the tail end of the spectrum. Thank you so much. And I'll see you in the next episode. Peace and happiness. Enjoy your day, everybody. Thank you. Always remember that PA sales, kennel kelp, it is animal products, and Grandpa Bill, and all my supply and vendors, we promote good health. And all animals, they're people, the plants, and the planet. Bye-bye, everybody.